Sun's out and shades are in. Get your home summer ready with custom window treatments from Blinds.com. Get a high-end look without the high-end price with the most popular outdoor shades and transform your backyard into the perfect weekend oasis with light filtering shades that help block UV rays without obstructing your view. Plus, right now, Blinds.com is offering up to 35% off everything, making it a breeze to upgrade any room in your home, indoors or out. With over 25 million blinds sold and 35,000 five-star reviews, there's a reason why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window treatments in the world. Whether you do it yourself or have them handle the install from the start to finish, Blinds.com makes ordering custom window treatments online easy with free shipping and a 100% guaranteed perfect fit. Sunshine and barbecues are in the forecast. Upgrade your backyard and window treatments with Blinds.com today and enjoy your new view all summer long. Go to the link in our show notes to shop up to 35% off our website. That's the link in our show notes for up to 35% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply. All right, it is time, ladies and gentlemen. Fans are back. It's time to get ready for Money in the Bank.
No, baby, that's for somebody else. We're just going to keep you right where you're at right now.
The Wrestling Realm presents Break It Down with Brian H.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this episode of Break It Down with Brian H. I'm your host, Brian H. Waters. This show, of course, is brought to you by The Wrestling Realm. Break It Down with Brian H. Keeping it 100. And that's what we're going to come here today to do is keep it 100 with our predictions for Money in the Bank. But of course, before we go there, y'all know what we got to do. We got to, you know, let y'all know. This is how you can support the podcast. Come on, go to www.buymeacoffee.com/wrestlingrealm. Make sure, you know, you want to donate $5 here, $10 there. Feel free to do so. I definitely appreciate each and every one of y'all, you know, the leaders of the wrestling fan revolution. And so make sure you do that. Also, just to let you know, maybe this is your first time listening, go ahead, hit the subscribe button. If you're on Apple, Spotify, hit the follow button or the subscribe button or whatever buttons they have on the podcasting platforms. But if you're watching on YouTube, you see right there on your screen, go ahead, turn those bell notifications on, ladies and gentlemen. Now, it's time to talk WWE Money in the Bank. Let's go ahead and pull the match previews up. So, folks, they got a pre-show. And for in the pre-show, you got the Tag Team Championships on the line. The SmackDown Live Tag Team Championships. Now, full disclosure, I'm recording this before SmackDown comes on. So, you know, I'm pretty sure there will be a lot of predictions swayed, maybe including myself. But, you know, I'm going off exactly how I feel. What do I feel like, you know? And I am going with the Usos. I think, you know, this doesn't have to drag on too long. I do think the Usos go ahead, take care of business. And at the end of Money in the Bank, they'll be standing tall. But most importantly, I think the Usos win this match. Excuse me, the mic decided it wanted to drop. Now let's move on to the Raw Tag Team titles. These are another tag team titles I think is going to change hands. You know, I did not think that we would see Omos and AJ hold on to these tag titles for that long after WrestleMania. But then again, I had to think about it. Well, who's around, right? You know, who is around in the tag team division, let alone who's believable that, you know, you would think would beat them. So, but I do think the Viking Raiders, it would make sense for them. You know, they're one of the best tag teams in wrestling. I know we haven't seen too much of them, but I think they get it done at Money in the Bank. Now it's time for what we most look forward to. And I think they may open up with the men. I could be wrong. Or I think the men's Money in the Bank match will go take place first. You know, we're going to have Kevin Owens, Drew McIntyre, Riddle, Ricochet, Morrison, Big E, Shinsuke Nakamura, and Seth Rollins. So with Money in the Bank ladder matches, folks, for those who do not know, if maybe this is your first time watching a wrestling show, let me explain how this works. You have the Money in the Bank briefcase. This concept introduced by Chris Jericho years ago. And the winner who obtains the briefcase can cash in a championship opportunity of their choosing at any given time. So if whoever wins this match decides, you know what, the champion is vulnerable, they just defended their title, here, I'm cashing in. Boom, they can cash in. That's most of the time what happens. But you can also cash in on matches, as we saw at WrestleMania 31 with Seth Rollins. He cashed in and became the WWE World Heavyweight Champion. So that's what's going to be interesting right here. So with these, I always have a yes, a no, and a maybe so, and a heck no. So, you know, my heck no's, for me personally, I look at John Morrison, Ricochet. No way they're walking out with this, right? My maybes, Kevin Owens, Drew McIntyre, those are my maybes, right? Very possible. Seth Rollins could do it again. You know, you just never know. He could always, he's a top guy. So it's any given time, you know, he's in that Randy Orton spot where you can kind of throw him in there. You know, but, and then there's also Riddle. You know, Riddle's a guy who people like. You know, I think a lot of people think Big E, but I don't know. You know, I could see Big E winning it, but he's not necessarily my pick. And then there's Shinsuke Nakamura, folks. And Shinsuke, you know, it seems like he does his thing here, he does his thing there, but he's also good in these matches. So he's another person that you, I don't want to fully rule out. But looking at this sea of people, as bad as I want to pick Kevin Owens, as much as I hope Kevin Owens wins, I'm actually going to go with Riddle. I think Riddle's going to be the surprise. I think he's somebody that they're going to put the briefcase on. They're going to strap the rocket and see what happens. Can he win this briefcase? And if he does, what's going to happen? So Matt Riddle is, well, you know, I guess they just call him Riddle. Riddle is my pick. And then, of course, you have the ladies' Money in the Bank ladder match. So for, okay, wait, they did not. Okay. All right. So, you know, for the ladies' Money in the Bank ladder match, I'm, you know, you got your, again, you know, y'all heard me say it already. I don't see Natalya or Tamina win it at all. They both was champions, right? There's Alexa Bliss, who's in this different mind state. Then there's the superhero, Nikki A.S.H. I think she could be a prominent winner. Liv Morgan is somebody. I'm looking at her, and I'm like, which way they going? Which way they going? I like this character change. This could be something huge for her. There's Asuka. Asuka won it last year. We all know she didn't have to have a match. She's the first person to cash in with the title inside the briefcase because Becky Lynch was pregnant and moving on. But then there's, like I said, there's Naomi. And Naomi is somebody that we all want to win. We would all love for her to win, but I don't think it's going to happen. My pick, honestly, is Zelina Vega. I think she came, she, you know, with her coming back, I think this is something huge, and we're going to see a different side of her. I think she's going to erase what we knew of her before, and I think she will be the Money in the Bank winner. Now, tonight, I understand on SmackDown, Bianca Belair is taking on Carmella. You know, it's unfortunate because when you look at the graphic art, Bianca's on the art, you know, but it's unfortunate that Bayley got hurt. I'm not seeing any match replacements. Maybe y'all know, but I haven't seen anybody. I haven't seen them replace her opponent. So I'm assuming that her opponent will be Carmella tonight and she will have Sunday off. So that's what, you know, my thoughts. But like I said, I'm picking Zelina Vega to win this one. So then we got the Women's Championship, the Raw Women's Championship. Once again, Rhea Ripley defending the title against Charlotte. I know there's a lot of people who just don't like Charlotte Flair, and I can understand where you're coming from. I'm not a Charlotte hater, to be honest with you. I don't think she always needs to be in these spots. But I also look at, you know, Charlotte's a tremendous athlete, phenomenal. But I want to see if she can make Rhea. I want to see if we can be shown up entertained and we see Rhea go to a new level. I was listening to somebody say, Charlotte doesn't make her opponent. She just goes out there and have good matches. And that was the thing. Her dad made plenty of people. You see that with Sasha. You see that with Becky and Bayley, you know. So I want to see, you know, I challenge Charlotte to make Rhea Ripley into a star on Sunday night. So, and with that being said, my official prediction, I'm picking Charlotte Flair. I think Charlotte Flair wins, and I would not be surprised if there was a cash-in. Because, well, I put it like this. If there's a Raw winner, I wouldn't be surprised if there was a cash-in for the simple fact that you could be redirecting things. So only time will tell. Before we get into our championship matches, folks, I'm going to take a break. As you know, the Wrestling Realm, we did a top five Money in the Bank winners. My top five, the real Dwayne Allen's top five. Well, no, our top five winners, as with the show discusses the impact of what the briefcase means and how, you know, how it has made people's careers by simply cashing in that briefcase and becoming a WWE champion or women's champion, and how it took their career or their character to a new level. But there was also some failures. A lot of people was upset. Spoiler alert, that Dolph Ziggler was not on our list. Well, here's the reason why. I'll be back after this.
Zig, don't get me wrong. I take nothing away from Dolph Ziggler. Mm-hmm. An extreme talent, but he has the same issue that he's always had. Nothing he does ever sticks. He has these iconic moments, mm-hmm. but once he's there, he can never stay there. I don't mm-hmm. know what he's missing.
Now, people say it was injury, but I beg to differ. I understand he did get hurt from either Del Rio. I think Del Rio kicked him in the head too hard, or Swagger kicked him. But regardless of what, it's still, during that run, or whatever, it still wasn't, nothing was working. It wasn't like, oh man, Dolph Ziggler was not must-see TV as the WWE World Heavyweight Champion, or the World Heavyweight Champion at that time.
The reason it does make a difference to me is because you see the same pattern with Dolph Ziggler, so mm-hmm. you can make as many excuses as you want, but the same thing will kind of happen to him over and over again throughout
Baby Shawn
all of
Michaels.
His runs. I guess that's what you want to call the guy, but.
Let's go now. All right, and I'm back, ladies and gentlemen. So that was a clip from our Money in the Bank preview top five winners episode. Make sure you check that out on all social media platforms. But mainly, you want to go to YouTube. That's what I should say. Make sure you check that out on YouTube. Look, fans are back tonight. I'm excited. But WWE Championship match. And if you're a black wrestling fan, you are super excited. For the first time in the history of the WWE Championship title, we're going to have two black competitors competing for this. For the first time since The Rock versus Booker T, we're going to have two black guys competing for the top prize in the WWE. Or it's to say one of the world titles. So we got Bobby Lashley defending against Kofi Kingston. And they had an interesting exchange. It just came to me. That's the reason why it's not pre-produced in the show. Y'all know producer, director, marketer, all that. So what happened was Kofi basically said, this is the Kofi I want to see. You saw Bobby. I mean, Kofi said, this is the Bobby I want to see. Bobby's on the mean streak. And then Kofi, you know, Bobby tweeted a video and said, this is the Kofi I want to see. So I love this way they're going to uplift each other so that they can beat each other up. You know, you usually see promos of people, you know, putting each other down and making fun, especially with the New Day. But one of the things, like, you know, you hear the experts at promo say, don't tear down your opponents, uplift them. So I'm really looking forward to this match. I'm really looking forward to seeing Lashley and Kofi to see how far they will go. You know, what's going to happen? I think there's been rumors that there's going to be Lashley and Goldberg. And this is the thing. Everybody wants to report everything. Everybody wants to be a journalist. And it's so annoying. You know, I understand sometimes. But, like, come on now. SummerSlam, WrestleMania, like, man, I just wish it was a way to really, like, mute everybody. But, you know, everybody can't get on the same page. Because there's these rumors out there that it's going to be Goldberg and Lashley, right? Let us get through Money in the Bank first. Why do people get their rocks off trying to spoil stuff? I will never understand it. But with that being said, I mean, I was picking Bobby anyway, you know. But how nice would it have been to see a possibility Kofi going to this and people actually believe in him, he's going to win this, you know? Kind of like Kofi Mania. Yeah, most people say, oh, we just knew Kofi was going to win. No, you didn't. Everybody was on the edge of their seat because you said, just say it. What if? What if this black man doesn't win? But Yeah, I would like to see Bobby Lashley. I don't care who wins, to be honest with you. I'm just happy they're both in the match. Now, I did see something. It was like a what if. What if Big E wins the championship, the Money in the Bank, and then cashes in during this match? The story writes itself. You got Big E, him and Kofi. They don't necessarily have to break up, but he's like, dog, you ruined my opportunity. Then he could say, well, look, I told you a long time ago, you told me go get what's mine, and I did it. So it's so many ways. I don't think that's going to happen, but it would be really cool if we saw that. But again, sometimes it's trying hard to take Big E seriously. So, and then last but certainly not least, with a match that I believe will close the show, the main event, the Tribal Chief, the head of the table, get down and acknowledge him. Roman Reigns, and most importantly, I guess, the WWE Universal Champion, Roman Reigns, will finally get his one-on-one match with Edge, the Rated R Superstar. These two were supposed to face off at WrestleMania, but apparently people didn't think it could work. They didn't think that this would be strong enough. Well, guess what? They're going to face off one-on-one in front of a live crowd. So we're going to see what we got this reaction at WrestleMania. Who knows? But with that being said, I don't see Roman losing. I think Roman goes away. He wins this match, and the Tribal Chiefs shall reign supreme. He's already beaten him when it was two people in the ring. He's already pinned him and stacked him, So we'll see. But I think Roman Reigns wins this. I'm really interested to see. The obvious image of the night that I would love to see is Roman and the Usos standing tall over top of Edge at the end of the night with all three of them holding gold. All three of them holding gold. That would be the image to see. I don't want to see Roman lose after the Usos win. No, we don't want to see that. But like I said, this time and time again, folks, I don't see anybody beating Roman Reigns for a very, very, very long time. So that's where I am with that, folks. So make sure y'all follow me. It's right there on your screen at Brian H. Waters. My Instagram acted crazy, so I don't know. For some reason, I can't follow back. But make sure, like I said earlier, if you want to support, go to buymeacoffee.com/wrestlingrealm. And then last but certainly not least, go ahead, like us on Facebook, subscribe on YouTube, follow us on Instagram and on Twitter at Wrestling Realm. Folks, before I get out of here, BlurCon. BlurCon is Saturday in Washington, D.C. Google it. But if you're going to be down there, the Wrestling Realm, myself, I'll be representing the Wrestling Realm, being a part of the Dream Panel led by the one and only Dr. D. So I'm really excited. Y'all know this will be the third appearance. We've been there before. So I'm excited to network, be back out amongst the fans. I was at Ring of Honor last week. Shout out to Amber Rodriguez. Shout out to my boy Blake. The kids was there. I got to see a lot of people. I got to see Dr. D, Corey, Matt. So many people. The Jobbeteers podcast was in the building. So I got to meet Sir Wilkins and Janelle from HR. Got a chance to meet them. Got a chance to meet the lady from the Pretty Heels podcast. It was so many people. It was everybody. It was one big family reunion. I would get in trouble if I was singing and my dad was watching. But folks, like I said, I'm excited. Wrestling, the way we know it, the way we grew up on it, the way we loved it, is back this weekend, starting with Friday Night SmackDown. Shout out to my boy, Andre Melton of the Flex Zone. Happy birthday to you, brother. We know it's your birthday. He's going to be enjoying the show tonight, so I'm really happy for him. Shout out to everybody going to Money in the Bank. Y'all be safe. Wear your mask. If you're not around people, wash your hands. Keep safe. Until the next time, folks, I'm Brian H. Waters. We'll see you after Money in the Bank. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to this episode of Break It Down with Brian H. As always, hit the subscribe button. Turn on the bell notifications. That way you are notified every time we post new content. And make sure you follow us on all social media platforms at Wrestling Realm. And follow me too at Brian H. Waters.